This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? And by the fact that you're listening to this radio show, you have declared yourself such. Welcome to the show. Tons of things going on in this 24/7, 365 news cycle. Do you feel like you're the little hamster in the cage on the wheel? You probably do by now, because there is just so much news and information. We are being overly saturated. We've got one distraction over here, another over there. Everywhere you look, there's a distraction. You don't know which to look at. Everything is so dramatic. And, of course, in this hypersensitive era of Donald Trump, it's nice to know that you can have some guests and people on Agenda 21 Radio that can sort it all out for you. Today's show is going to be an absolutely jam-packed show. We've got Chris Street coming up in the third hour. Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com, she'll be with us. And we also have Dr. Jim Garrow, who's going to be with us here in about 30 seconds. But first, to bring you up to date on some other things that are going on, the story about Catalonia is going to be opened up in the second hour. We're going to talk about that and show you some comparisons about what's going on over here in California with the new California state movement, which is absolutely going gangbusters. More and more counties getting on board. 42 counties going to break away and form their new state of California, a brand new state without the restrictions of California, imagine. Anyway, with us right now is Dr. Jim Garrow. And we're here to have, we asked Jim Garrow to step on because we wanted to sort it all out, so to speak. We heard yesterday that there's a probe into the Obama-era Russian nuclear bribery case. And we thought, who better to bring this all to light than Dr. Jim Garrow? And we're also going to touch upon Michael Flynn. What did Michael Flynn, and when did he know it, and who did he get the information from? Well, it might have something to do with his resignation only 24 days into his tenure as a security advisor to President Donald Trump-elect. He is, he's taken down. And we'll find out why. Anyway, so with us right now is Dr. Jim Garrow. And Jim, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hey, thanks, Paul. It's always great to be with you.
I love the fact that you open it all to examination. Every minefield possible, we get to dabble in and walk through.
nothing like being the world's mind detectors. Agenda 21 Radio. I'm going to have to write that one down, actually. Okay, so, Jim, first of all, let's start off with Donald Trump, because I really like what he's doing, and I get it all the time. I get it all the time because everybody knows I'm a Trump supporter, and I talk about it on the radio and support him. And I, you know, everybody's saying, well, he hasn't done this, he hasn't done that. I said, gosh, he's only been in office a few months. Give the guy a break. But I also like to make the pronouncement that really Donald Trump is the world's greatest rope salesman.
Yeah, if it's those are hanging ropes you're talking about, yeah, perfect.
Yeah, the nice thick ones. The anyway, but he seems to have quite the way of draining the swamp. And of course, he started with a Jim Comey draining the swamp. I'm sure we're going to be all over Jim Comey here in a few minutes. But he is just absolutely fulfilling every one of his campaign promises as aggressively as he can. Of course, he's got a lot of resistance. He seems to be overcoming that. Just briefly about Mitch McConnell. Do you think Mitch McConnell is starting to come to the light, brother? So to speak.
Well, he's either coming to the light in the sense of seeing the light, or it's that light that you see as you depart the life.
the congressional life, the senatorial life.
I think he's being wrestled to the ground, although, you know, that seems harsh on the part of a man with his physical disability. But you know what I'm saying here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's having to see reality. And, you know, Donald Trump is not one to pummel people into submission. I'm watching this guy as a manager with supreme skills. And in spite of the fact that in front of the camera, he doesn't always come off the smoothest. And his texting is something brand new to the world. You know, they've never seen the likes of this, what he actually says in his text. But my goodness, he is shaking the tree, and the rotten fruit is falling out all over the place. So you got people like McConnell, you got other folks, and you know, when we look over in Spain and we see the things that are going on across the globe, Trump is having the opposite effect of what Obama had.
Yeah.
With respect to the respect of America. Trump is held in high regard, first of all, as a businessman. And, of course, that makes the banking community across the world take a breath of fresh air and go, oh, thank goodness, we're rid of Obama. Now we got a guy who understands finance, understands the machinations of business, how it works, the interplay between business and government, which is supremely important if you're going to move finance and you're going to move the well-being of Americans generally with respect to what's in their pockets forward. And, man, he's got the respect of people at every level. I'm amazed. I shouldn't be amazed. I was warned that the guy was totally competent, and all I had to do was sit down and watch. I was told this by – do you remember Gimbel's department store in New York City?
I do. Absolutely.
My first encounter with positive statements about Mr. Trump was from Mrs. Gimbel when I was in her apartment looking over, you know, the big park there in New York City. I was invited to dinner by Madeleine DeVoe Talley. Her husband was the president of Talley and Dutton Books. They used to publish Hemingway's work.
Mm.
So this is the level. And back at that, in those days, I remember hearing the name Trump for the very first time. And this was, you know, early 2000 or 1998, 2000, in that era. And I was quite shocked to discover that here the wealthy, the business people who made things hum in New York City, they were sitting back talking about this Trump guy as being someone to watch.
Mm-hmm. Well, and guess what? We're watching. A lot of us are in awe I'm not so much in awe as I'm just, I think he's just an incredible leader with great leadership skills. He listens, he lets people do their thing, and when they do them wrong, well, they are held accountable. When they do them right, he supports them. And he's doing some really, really good basic leadership things that are leading this country in the right direction. We're coming up to a break right now, and we're talking to Dr. Jim Garrow. We're going to be talking about things like, what did Michael Flynn know and when did he know it? We're going to be talking about this whole scandal that's going on with Uranium One, because we have some insight into that. In fact, we've been calling this thing out ever since it happened. And, of course, now we've got more and more information about James Comey. So all these things are going to be coming at you here with Dr. Jim Garrow. And, Jim, one of the other things, quickly, about 30 seconds, is this Catalonian thing is really starting to heat up over there, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it great? If you're not talking about one area separating from another, you're talking about kingdoms falling apart.
Yeah, really, kingdoms. That's exactly what it is. This goes back to the actually to Christopher Columbus days.
Yeah,
which is a kind of an interesting thing. And I bring this up on our radio show all the time about California. That in the rotunda of the California state capitol sits a. You've got Queen Isabella seated in a huge granite chair, talking about how she's sold everything to finance Christopher Columbus coming to the West. That's what's in the California State Rotunda. Of course, it all started in Barcelona, Spain.
Barcelona, yeah. Been there, done that.
Awesome. Anyway, we'll be back. We're talking to Dr. Jim Garrow here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Also, you can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. And remember to visit our sister website, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. It's going to happen, much to the chagrin of everybody on the far left coast. With us right now is Dr. Jim Garrow. And we're going to be talking about, in this segment, the probe that's been opened into the Obama-era Russian nuclear bribery case, which is commonly known as Uranium One. But there's a lot of different things that come out of this. One of the things that comes out of this is the dossier that was developed by a concern, a former Wall Street Journal journalist, actually, that created called Fusion, I believe it is, Fusion One or whatever it is. Anyway, this company created this dossier, really we think, I guess it was the Democrats who put it together, to trash Trump. Well, it's all starting to blow up in their face right now. Jim, there's a lot of interesting things about this dossier that came about, and I know I was when I was following it, and you know, this is the transition period, and you know, kind of in and out and talking to people with the Trump campaign at the time, found out Michael Cohen had visited St. Petersburg and through this dossier, and of course I guess Donald Trump called him and said, have you ever been to St. Petersburg? And said no. Right away that started to fall apart in the Trump kingdom. That was back, I don't know, November, December, but now it's sort of manifested itself. The script is sort of being flipped here from the Russia notion involving Donald Trump to Russia involving Hillary Clinton.
Well, yeah, but let me throw another name in the mix just to make sure that people don't miss this. I'm going to throw the name out, Bundy. Oh. What has the Bundy Bunch got to do with Uranium One?
It's funny you should mention that.
Yeah, funny we should talk in that direction, but Uranium One had an interest, thanks to the Clintons. I mean, the Clintons were encouraging anyone who wanted to grab any part of America that they wanted, just put money in their foundation, you know, pocketbook, and, you got open access to everything available, the riches that God granted America. So that's the beginning of a problem. First of all, greed. Secondarily, law, which got in the way. Of course, the Clintons have never allowed law to stand in the way for long. They bulldoze it or get around it or go under it or whatever. But now we have the poor situation with respect to the Bundy family. And what happened in the first place was that minerals were right. discovered in the land. Goodness gracious. And yeah. Who would deal with those minerals? Who would mine them and sell them and have access to them? Well, the Clintons, of course, being the great salespeople that they are, sold off the rights to that uranium to, well, we'll call it Uranium One. But go ahead. You were going to say something.
Yeah, the whole situation with the Bundy Ranch back in 2014, April of 2014, was about yep. minerals on the lands that they were using and had been for, you know, since the middle 1800s for grazing in Nevada. And yeah. These were so-called federal lands. They referred to them as state lands or county lands because they didn't recognize the federal government's overreach, which is what the BLM has been trying to do, suck up all the lands in the United States. This is something that's becoming quite a big problem in the western United States where it's very mineral rich. And of course, there you have Gold Butte. I think it's called Gold yeah. Butte Mountain or whatever it's called in that area. And guess what? It's called Gold Butte Mountain because there's like lots of gold there. And that's one of the areas in which Obama actually made a monument out of just before he left office. Which is so, I mean, this is kind of like so obvious what's going on there. And of course, a lot of minerals, very, very mineral rich in the Bundy Ranch area, including minerals like rare earth elements and frackable oil. that the Chinese were very, very interested in getting on board with. And, of course, you had Rory Reed, and Rory Reed, the lobbyist for, guess what, China, was making sure that the Bundys were not living a large life but getting off the property. That's why the BLM was called in. So all this is going back to Uranium One, and, of course, uranium up there in the Malheur in Oregon.
Yeah.
And we can't forget that. That's one of the reasons that Lavoie Finicum was actually murdered by the federal agents. They wanted to get everybody off to protect Uranium One.
Isn't it interesting that you have this interplay of names that the public have heard, but now what are we doing? We're kind of bringing them together to make sure that the public is in understanding that there is connectivity between all of these activities, and it has everything to do with government overreach, selling off the resources of America to foreign interests, pocketing money donations through, you know, these corporate entities that somehow get what status, 501c3s or C4s. Whatever it might be.
Yeah, C4s. 501c4s.
Fours, sorry. Yeah. My understanding of those sorts of things is pretty limited. That's why you have Chris Street on, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. He sorts it out for us.
But here we are. We can connect all these dots and realize that government is selling off what has been given to America by God and should be available to all the citizens, the benefit of all the citizens of America, rather than selling it off to special interests who happen to pad the pockets of the Clinton family.
Yeah, it's one of the things I really find difficult for people to understand is the scale, the magnitude of really this corruption. It is worldwide and is part of the Agenda 21 agendas and all. They're all related. And it includes mineral rights. It includes the air, like we see out here in California with the California Air Resources Board. It includes water now. Water banking is the big thing here, stealing people's water from Northern California and then banking it in water aquifers in Southern California, Mojave Desert. They figured that one out. So now that they're going to start stealing water and water rights in Northern California, which is a big thing that's going on, they're going to water bank California. That'll happen all throughout. It's happening all throughout the world. And it is a criminal organization, basically, worldwide that Donald Trump has taken on.
Mm-hmm. You know, isn't it interesting that people from certain regions of Spain, for example, came out, settled in America, and those very people became the victims of large corporate entities as dams were built,
right?
Areas were flooded, and the safety and security of people, their very lives were put in jeopardy because they wouldn't even maintain the dams as needed to keep people protected. And this goes back to the old grants of land by the Spanish government, which really brings us to the whole notion of what's going on with the Basque separatists, the Catalonians. You know, we're talking a grand picture here that shows similar elements raising their heads. And how is it that hundreds of years later, we have the same kinds of control issues, problems from people out of these regions with far reach all the way to California,
right,
all the way to dams on rivers that you happen to know all about near Sacramento?
Yeah.
How is it that we have the same groups of people involved in all these things? Are we really saying that things don't really change?
They don't. They don't. And, you know, we bring this up about the Declaration of Independence. You know, we're looking at the Declaration of Independence for New California, and we're looking at the original Declaration of Independence from 1776, and we don't think we need to alter these documents at all. We're just going to change the one to New California and take out where it says King George and put in Jerry Brown.
Yeah, and keep in mind, too, that, you know, this is developing over time. 1776, that's when the rebellion started.
Yep, Jim, hold that thought.
All those issues.
We got the music coming up. We'll be right back. We're listening to Jim Garrow here, and we're going to get back in. He started on a really good rant there. I don't want to stop him, so we'll bring him back to it. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Breslin and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. You can also email me, Paul at a21r.com. That's Paul at a21r.com. And it's my email, and we'll be getting back to you. Also, Sunday is coming up, and the Sunday Slam, I call it, of emails that, for whatever reason, everybody's happy to email me on Sunday. Go right ahead. Don't mind. Love it. Couple hundred on Sundays. I could take it. But anyway, so thanks for listening. And the other thing, visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And we have Dr. Jim Garrow with us right now. And Jim, I started to cut you off there, but the commercials call. And one of the things that you brought up, of course, was as we were talking, it's about the Declarations of Independence and how similar they are in Catalonia right now is going through the throes of this. But the analogy between what's going on in Spain and California is just cannot be missed on anybody. Now, one of the things, there's a couple of things happening. Tomorrow, the 20th of October, the government is supposed to release the final records and documents of the assassination of John Kennedy, which the government is actually fighting. They just don't want to do it. And everybody's saying, yeah, bring it on. And the other one is the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther posting the tablets on the wall in Wittenberg.
Wittenberg,
Germany. Yeah, I've been there, actually. And that whole trail there, Eisenach up to Leipzig and all that, I find it very, very interesting that we seem to be having all these problems right now and such chaos in the world at the same time that we have the 500th anniversary, and also tomorrow is supposed to be the release of the final Kennedy documents. I think there's going to be some problems if those documents are released. I think people are going to find out the truth.
Yeah, there's a real danger, isn't there, when government actually stops holding the fist closed on information and allows it to be released, because really it is a dangerous thing. People will actually find out the truth, and goodness, they might react.
God forbid, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, go ahead.
No, I was just happy that you allowed me to draw the parallel between what goes on in Spain, and we're talking, you know, whether it's the separatists in Catalonia or the Basque separatists. These people who are the original folks who sent their relatives over to California and settled the land, you know, they brought with them traditions, and I'm going to say they brought with them secret societies as well.
Right, right.
You know, I'm not a great conspiracy theorist when it comes to secret societies running America, but every now and again, a little head, an ugly one, rears itself, and we get a picture of manipulation. And whether we're talking the Bundy, group or Finucane's death, or, you know, there are layers upon layers of activities, all going back to history and marked dates within history, like the one you're talking about for tomorrow, and the fact that these releases of information are happening. I don't believe anything is coincidental. I believe that there are some people who very much like to tweak the nose of the public and laugh down at in scorn at the public as they pick particular dates to make things happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems to be what's happening. In fact, if you take a look at a number of the dates in which we've been sort of attacked by ISIS and others, there's certain symbolism that goes along with the how you count the numbers with the dates themselves to Islam and other different types of secret societies as well. And, of course, this thing is going to be absolutely revolutionary when they find out the whole truth about Kennedy. Many people have speculated, as myself. In fact, it was Kennedy who actually... That was my first conspiracy theory, because I have never believed that it was a one-man shooter here. Mm-hmm. And I never believed that a one-man could pull it off alone. I mean, if maybe he did, but, you know, I actually went out and fired a Mannlicher Carcano gun. I mean, they're terrible guns, and you can't get the thing to chamber right all the time. And then, you know, a target acquisition after you shoot a round. It takes a minute between rounds. So that was added. I did that when I was 19 in high school, out of high school, because we were checking that out. We were checking out that theory. But I wanted to get into a little bit more of the bigger theories that are going around right now, and that is the product of some of these investigations that is going to be yielded, I suspect. One of them comes to mind, and that was that meeting that General Flynn had with the Russian ambassador, Sergei Klishnikov, I think his name is.
Her name, yeah.
Anyway, what was the information that was really transmitted to Flynn at that time? That's really kind of the key question, because it has so many ramifications to what's happening today.
Well, you know, Flynn was tasked with not only gathering information from the American side of the pond, but also going across and finding out information from others who would report honestly about what was going on, because it was identified that there was a real problem under the radar of most people with pedophilia and rings of people who were involved in using children as sex objects. And so part of what Flynn was doing was taking over information. And this is the sort of stuff you don't transmit by fax or, as attachment to email. You go and you put it in the hand and you sit down and you talk with somebody who has equal amounts of information from their own country or other countries, which is the case here. He was given a chance to see product of the security systems of Russia and some of the other allied nations with Russia, where this ring had been not only taken over by the mafia style of folks in Russia, but we're making huge amounts of money. First of all, in the first instance of the actual use of children as sex objects, they were getting money from that. They were then getting money as they held people hostage, basically, with information, and they had to bribe their way loose so that this information didn't come to the fore. That is one of the major parts of what Flynn was looking at, was the fact that big-name people in America were part of this ring. And I gave a person the other day the name of a yacht that was being used that is housed or wharfed in California of a very well-known American person who was using their yacht as a place almost like a house of prostitution with children.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Flynn knew this. The ambassador knew this. The other information that was brought forward had to do with groups of people who were part of a cult using children as well. And by the way, Obama was part of a cult that was on the edge of all of this by his own father. And you'll have to know about the Subud cult and then the death of, the murder of, a woman named Finney off of a little airplane that came down, a controlled glide, into the ocean just off Hawaii.
Yeah, Fuddy, Loretta Fuddy is what.
Yeah, yeah, not Finney, Fuddy.
Fuddy.
Yeah.
You know, this is the revolutionary stuff that revelations, I guess you can say, that have come out of this Flynn discussion. And one of the reasons they obviously wanted to silence Flynn right away, because he had obtained this information about the pedophile rings and about, you know, flying people all around, children all around, which was something a lot of people don't understand. And of course, this is information I've known for years because of my training with the LAPD Crimes Against Children's Task Force years and years and years ago. And but these are the reality. It's kind of interesting. I took that training back in the mid-80s, and now here we are in 2017. And all this stuff is starting to become public. It's taken so long for it. But it was really, I think, the big revelations are still to come, because on that list of people that Flynn got, it's my understanding, is that you have Mr. Weinstein on there, Harvey.
Yes. Yeah, predominant.
But hang on, we got a break coming up. When we come back, I want to talk about Harvey Weinstein and the revelations that are about to befall everybody coming out of Hollywood. Hollywood. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. You don't have to tolerate my singing for just one second. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Dr. Jim Guerra, and we're talking about Harvey Weinstein and how we got to know about Harvey Weinstein. And I suspect it was the lists that were exchanged between the Russian ambassador and Michael Flynn. Actually, this is information we've shared once before here on Agenda 21 Radio with Dr. Guerra. And people were just kind of blowing this one off, and you know, everybody started pointing the finger at Michael Flynn being evil. That really isn't the case. And, you know, one of the things you were saying about General Flynn was he will rise again. And I think this is sort of that moment, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that what we'll see is Mr. Flynn, General Flynn, brought back again. Now, keep in mind, too, that Mr. Trump, President Trump, is smart enough to know you don't bring somebody immediately to the foreground who has been trashed by the left. Otherwise, they're just going to get trashed again. And, you know, there'll be a resurgence or a reuse of all the crap that they threw before.
Right.
They'll try to throw it again and see what sticks. But, yeah, you'll see him back. Flynn has so much to offer. The fact that we have Weinstein's name, Harvey Dearest, was involved early, not on, only in the sexual misuse of women, but enabling. And this is a big thing. He, very much like the Clintons, they were enablers. They got the rape pass for people like Ted Kennedy, Bill Clinton, many of the big left names that you hear. These are people that Harvey Weinstein, after shoveling huge amounts of money into the lefty groups that support those people. And by the way, just recently, an endowment of a chair in Gloria Steinem's name was given by Harvey, as he continued to pave the path for many of these perverts who misuse children. Let's start with children and then moving on to misuse of a glorious thing, sex, against women.
Right.
And yeah.
Well, you know, one of the things that people don't understand, and I know that, you know, you and I have had to deal with these kind of things off and on for years, but this child pedophilia, the rings themselves are international. They're very sophisticated, even to the point now where we've, especially with all the people with so much money brought about by, you know, Silicon Valley and other places, especially the one world government folks, they're actually flying children that are kidnapped children around the world for sexual reasons. And this is something that I find absolutely appalling. There's, you know, the pilots who are doing these things know exactly what they're doing. But yeah. This is the kind of stuff that it seems like Putin wanted to put a stop to.
Yeah, he did. You know, he had his own connection with because of his KGB years, with his own connection in dealing with these people. They punished them. They used them. It's easy to get these people caught and then turned and used as agents for like the KGB. But we have the same pattern of activity here with the CIA, usually offshore. People, but you catch them in these sexual things. You tell them you're going to expose them unless they do this and this, and then you just play them like puppets for the rest of their lives. So we've got a lot of that on our own side, on the Russian side. Flynn discovered it, was willing to go and talk to these people on the other side because the commonality was, let's protect our kids.
Right.
But you know, part of these the problem with these people is they are trying to change the culture of America, the norms of American society, trying to get people no longer to rebel and be repealed or by sex with kids. They're trying to make it normal. They're
right.
trying to change the culture to such a degree that this kind of stuff, they'll be able to get away with it, and they'll be able to make more money, have more influence, and have more over the heads of some of these people that get caught into this stuff.
Well, you say the norming of child sexual predation. That's exactly what it is. In fact, that was what was revealed to us. We were all stunned. I remember there's about 40 of us had taken this class back in the mid-'80s from the Los Angeles Police Department Crimes Against Children's Task Force, and they played this one video from NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association. That there's actually a group called that. I think they've changed their name since then. But the plan was to do that, was to norm it with the population sexual predation of children. I mean, and there's details that go on. I'm not going to talk about that, but it was absolutely appalling. And now, Jim, here it is, right here and now. I find it absolutely amazing. Anyway, Jim, can I keep you for another segment at the top of the hour? Is that
yeah,
you have enough time?
No problem,
okay.
We've got a lot to discuss here.
Yes, yes, we do. anyway, but this was something that was revealed to everybody in the crowd, and this was in the mid-'80s. So their plan has been around for a long time, and now their plan is sort of coming to fruition. But you know, we got to put this thing back in the bottle.
Yeah, well, we have to put a stop to it. We have to name names, get these people out in front of the public so that they cannot squirm away. And we need to show how these people in moneyed positions, government positions, enabled all of this to happen.
Yeah, I find it pretty – well, now we kind of know there's corruption just through and through here in California. The corruption of the state is just absolutely over the top and replete. And with a one-party mono system, you have a dictatorship that's developed, and naturally Jerry Brown's signing everything that he can actually imagine that's perverted along these lines. And in the name of tearing down California's legal system and – you know, slamming California, making it look crazy, so the people will want to get rid of us as a state, and so that California can form its own nation, which is not going to happen, by the way. I just don't see that happening. But this whole child thing with Harvey Weinstein has really, I think, opened up the Pandora's box. Now Hollywood is going to be exposed, and, you know, you see more and more people stepping up and talking about it. Thank goodness we do have some Hollywood elites that are actually trying to take that to task. And we got 15 seconds in this segment, Jim.
Well, I'm glad that they're willing to talk about it. I'm glad the Pandora's box has been opened, and let's see where it goes.
Yeah, let's do. We're talking to Dr. Jim Garrow, and he's agreed to stay over for the next hour for a little bit of a conversation we're having. We got a lot to talk about here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We'll be right back.
Zero.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Dr. Jim Garrow, and we're talking about, a whole wide range of things. What did Michael Flynn learn when he was meeting with the Russian ambassador? This was back before Donald Trump really started getting started under his presidency. And, of course, he was in office, or he was with the president as his national security advisor for only 24 days. And then, of course, he had to step aside for, the big flap. It was Russia, Russia, Russia at the time, and now the tables have turned. And, Jim, when we come back in the second hour, I really want to get into this whole situation with the dossier, what was learned, what wasn't learned, and, of course, the cast of characters that are involved there. We got about 30 seconds.
Well, you know, the big thing that was learned and traded by way of information was the fact that these luxury yachts that these billionaires had were being used as the transportation mechanism. It was too easy to see people landing in their jets in private airports, but it was easy to have children brought onto boats at night, for example, being used for sex traffic. So that was one of the big things that was traded by way of information. These billionaires with the yachts, and who was going to take care of watching them and catching these people in the act of perversion?
Well, you know, and there's a whole different culture that goes along with that about, capturing kids, kidnapping kids, and for sex reasons and stuff like that, buying and selling, the slavery that goes along with it. Anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen, for more of Jim Garrow on the other side of the commercial break and actually the news. So also visit our website at agenda21radio.news. You can email me, Paul, at a21r.com. And like I say at this time of the show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.